So we're discussing the Ramah at the end of Sif Aleph. If you have a Ner Chanukah that was lit, a cup of oil, and then it went out within the first half hour, now it got mixed up, and you're not sure which is the cup of oil that's Mutter Bahana and which is Asur Bahana, the Ramah says that it's not Batal, and all of them are Asur. Well, now the Mishnah Berurah points out this is only if it's still Chanukah. If it's Chanukah's over, so now it's lost its chashivus, and if it becomes mixed up, then it's certainly mutter, and it's batel even, you know, echad betray. So what should you do? So the Ramah says, Yadik min etarovas kol kaf shebevadai ner shel heter dolek im ner shel iser, and then it's mutter. So light enough candles that you know for sure you have at least one ner shel heter. So if one ner, that's Aser, got mixed up, so when you have this group, let's say you have a mixture of 10, you have to light two candles at a time. When you're lighting two candles, then you know one of them is Mutter. If two candles got mixed up into, let's say, 10 or 15, you have to light three at a time, and that way you know one of those three is Mutter. Then it's Mutter to use them. Why? Because we saw above that when there's a Shamish, it's Mutter to have Hana from all of them together, as long as you're not getting Hana directly only from the Neiris Chanukah, from the mixture would be okay. Well, then the Mishnah Berurah says, but some people argue, some Achronim argue on the Ramah, because by the Shamish stands alone. It stands higher, it stands a little separate, but here, all the candles are mixed up together. So there's nothing which makes the Shamish stand out at all. So by the Shamish, the main light is coming from the Shamish. That's the Ikur Hana. That's Mutter. But here it would be Usur. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Achronim argue whether one can rely on this Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion seems to be that one should be Machmir and not rely on this Kula of the Ramah to light them, you know, to light them all together, and then just use the Hana of the combined, and then make use of the combined light, because even a mixture of light would be Usur only by the Shamish, where the Shamish is above the others, so the main Hana is coming from the Shamish, that's where it was Mutter. Sif Beis. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. Lefichach in kavsaf kodam sha'abar zmana eino zakukwa. The Gemara has a whole machlokas. What's the primary aspect of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? The lighting or the placing? And we paskin the lighting generates the mitzvah, and therefore once you light the menorah with enough oil in it, you finish the mitzvah. And therefore, even if it goes out, ein zakla, you don't have to light it again, because you fulfilled the mitzvah with the initial lighting. And the fact that it went out, you're still yotzei the mitzvah. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, and even if it was Erev Shabbos, so it's not Shkia yet, and it went out before Shkia, you still don't have to relight it. Enu Zakukwa. Now, let's say you lit the candles 20 minutes before Shkia, with enough oil to last till half hour after Tzeis on Friday night, and then it goes out 10 minutes later. So it wasn't lit on after Shkia at all. In a sense, you didn't start fulfilling the mitzvah at all, because the candles weren't lit when it was evening time at all. Still, you're yotzei, and there's no chiyuv to relight the candles. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you want to go back and be machmer to relight them. You for sure would not say a bracha, because we hold you already yotzei. So again, this is very important. If you light the menorah in a place where it can stay lit for half an hour, and if for some reason it goes out, you're yotzei the mitzvah, and me'ikar, right, then you don't have to relight at all, you're definitely yotzei the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes later, it's proper to be machmer to relight it, so the candle stays lit for that full half an hour, but that's only a chumra, me'ikar, right, then you yotzei the mitzvah. So you lit your candles, and by mistake, one of your kids put it out a few minutes later, you're yotzei the mitzvah. Well, now what about a case where you lit the menorah, and right away, it went out. Let's say you lit the menorah in a windy place, and then it went out a minute later. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you should relight it in a place where there's not a, that's not windy, because it's like you didn't put enough oil in. Because if you live in a windy place, so it's going to go out in a few minutes. So then, so it's like you didn't put enough oil in originally. But the Mishnah Berurah says, still, when you relight it, you do not have to. You would not make another bracha. Oh, why not? The Mishnah Berurah says, Shem Elohavi Baruch Shayichbe. Maybe it wasn't so obvious it was going to blow out. True, it was windy, but it wasn't obvious it was going to blow out. So it's not a vadai that you weren't going to be yotze. So therefore, if it does blow out, you have to relight it in another place that's not as windy. But you would not make another bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah says, what if you lit in a place, you lit the candle, and you saw that the flame never really caught on to the wick. Never really caught on to the wick. And then it went out. So in that case, you're not yotze, and you'd have to relight, make your idea, and you'd have to make a new bracha. So you're trying to light, it's flickering, and it never really caught on at all. Somehow, you know, that happens sometimes. In a case like that, to relight the candle. Now, if you're in the middle of lighting, you're not going to say a new bracha because you're still in the middle of, you would just take another candle, under candle instead. But that's a case where really the flame never catches really in the first place at all. But if the flame is lit, but it blows out later because it was in a windy place, the Mishnah Berurah's p'sak is that you would relight without saying a bracha. Oh, we'll stop here.